Back at it here on a Monday. Good to have you here. Appreciate your time. It's Steve Gruber's show, and on Mondays, we take time to talk to the Michigan Chamber, most powerful voice for business in Michigan. It's been a tough time in Michigan and elsewhere, as you can imagine, through the COVID-19 pandemic when it comes to owning a business and keeping things operating. Things seem to change every single day. Dan Papanow is the Director of Tax Policy and Regulatory Affairs. What'd you say? Not here? Oh. Well, Dan's not here today. I was all set to talk to Dan about regulatory policy and taxes. But let me shift gears then. And I will say this. The Chamber disappointed in a veto of property tax relief. A lot of folks in Michigan and around the country looking for tax relief in some area or another. Let me ask you this. If schools don't go back into session and your property taxes are paying for education, no matter where you live, shouldn't that be considered? And the idea that maybe the taxes could be rolled back should be considered. I mean, if it's earmarked for schools and schools aren't open and the kids are sitting at home using mom and dad's computer, using your computer potentially, mine and yours, and you're also acting as a homeschool teacher, why would you pay the full boat? If a university says, we want full tuition, but you're not going to live in the dorm, and you're not going to be in a lecture hall, you're going to be at home on your computer. Why would people be expected to pay full boat for that? Why would you pay full list price for that? There's going to have to be considerations here. And so as we continue to drag our feet on reopening the economy, these are things that should be considered. You should take the opportunity to say, now, wait a second. My school district, it's been closed since March in many places. And it looks like in many places it's not going to reopen, or maybe just a couple of days a week, even though, again, the science is so clear. If you heard Dr. Levin just a little bit earlier here in the program, the science is so, for whatever reason, this virus does not impact children. If you are unable or incapable of returning to the classroom, well, then don't, but we need to find somebody who will. That goes for teachers and parapros and principals and administrators and coaches, all of it. If you have a reason you can't return, I understand. But you'll need to understand that we need to do something to replace that position because the taxpayers are paying for teachers and parapros and principals and assistant principals and administration and coaches, and why would we continue to pay if we're not getting anything in return? Not getting anything in return. That, to me, would demand a change in property tax and other taxes as well. But instead, in California and elsewhere, they're demanding that charter schools are eliminated, Medicare for All is provided, and other issues are addressed before kids can return to school. Things that have absolutely nothing to educating our young people. These are all things that need to be taken into account as you look at what's happening around this country. Betsy DeVos is right. And she's willing to take on the teachers' unions directly. She is right when she says our children need to be back in the classroom. She is right when she says our kids are at a greater risk from other issues than they have ever been from COVID-19. She's right. 70% of the fatalities in America, 70%, are people over 70. It's an unfortunate statistic, I'll grant you. But it doesn't mean we should keep schools closed, and the idea that kids would spread the virus also not true. In fact, I'll play this for you one more time. Asymptomatic individuals, people that test positive but have no indication whatsoever that they're ill. Those people sharing the virus with anyone else is extremely rare, almost never happens. Bite number four from the World Health Organization. You don't have to trust me. You don't have to trust them. But together, maybe we've got something. Bite number four. Go.
The way that we look at that is we look at these individuals need to be followed carefully over the course of when they're detected and looking at secondary transmission. We have a number of reports from countries who are doing very detailed contact tracing. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare. And that much of that is not published in the literature. From the papers that are published, there is one that came out from Singapore looking at a long-term care facility. There are some household transmission studies where you follow individuals over time and you look at the proportion of those that transmit onwards. We are constantly looking at this data and we're trying to get more information from countries to truly answer this question. It still appears to be rare that an asymptomatic individual actually transmits onward.
There you go. Extremely rare. Pretty simple stuff, and that's why Betsy DeVos is right. That's why the president is right, and it's why I'm right. These kids need to be in school. These kids absolutely must be in school. No question, because the damage being done to young people by not being in school is worse than the very unlikely event of them getting sick from COVID-19. You're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break. We'll be right back on The Steve Gruber Show. Check it out, stevegruber.com and The Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Also on Parler, Twitter, Instagram.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.